This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's Charlene and Ellie here from the Home or Drink podcast, and sometimes we tend to compare our lives to others.
I know social media definitely does that for me. You also hear the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, and it is so true. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living your best life.
I don't know how many times I've said therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
I literally, every dilemma comes in. There's nothing that you can't go to therapy for. Like, it just can help every problem you have.
There's no specific one thing that you have to go for.
Yeah, and I think people think you only have to go for like these huge dramatic things in your life, but it can be just comparing yourself online. True. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/HMD. That's betterhelp.com/HMD. Go Loud.
Yeah, our plans have all just gone, like, they've done a 360 during the last week because,
really?
Yeah.
I'm kind of also, like, now, I haven't told Dave this is going to kill me when I did this. I kind of want two dresses.
One thing I actually just want to say, have you noticed people coming out of the woodwork since you got engaged?
Really?
Oh.
What do you mean? Like old friends coming back?
Just all of a sudden making a huge effort, like...
Welcome to Home or Drink with Charlene and Ellie. Our podcast is like a group chat between your best friends, the girls' bathroom on a night out where you spill all the gossip on relationship dilemmas and your entire whole life, and you overshare.
Whole life.
And you regret it the next day and you say, why did I tell that random person that random
story? Our podcast is like the fear.
Yeah. Literally, I don't even get the fear anymore because I say it all in the podcast anyway.
Yeah.
That is actually a life hack. It's not getting the fear.
Just say everything outright anyway.
Yeah. I never really get the fear.
I do, and you have to pull me up on it all the time. Ellie!
I can just hear you saying, like, stop.
Please stop it.
Home and Drink is out for you every Wednesday at 12, but we also have full video now, so we have cameras in front of us. And that comes out Thursdays at 12.
Can I just say, if you're watching, actually, my Crocs are filthy because we had a shoot yesterday and I wore my cream Crocs, but they got really, like, there was seaweed all over them, I think.
Oh.
So I had to pick my pink ones, and my pink ones are the ones that I wear, like, cleaning the shower and stuff.
Yeah.
So they're absolutely manky, but... we're here now.
So on this week's episode of Home or Drink, we had the beautiful and amazing Aidan, Kate and Miriam Mullins talking all things engagements, weddings, wedding dilemmas, things that they need to do on their wedding day and things they will be avoiding.
Yes.
Will they be making content on their wedding day?
Mm.
You will see in this chat. We also talked about some wedding dilemmas. So someone who has 5 really close friends but only wants to ask 2 of them as bridesmaids.
How do you do it?
And I know... tough. What? How do you break the news?
Yeah.
Do you write them a letter? And then we also had a dilemma about a girl who wasn't asked to be her brother's sister's boyfriend. We've done this in the episode. Boyfriend, sister's bridesmaid, yeah. And how she feels about that and what we would advise her on. We had a little bit of chat about our new venture as well.
Woo!
Our new brand, which you'll see as well. But we hope you enjoyed this episode. We got so much wedding advice and I hope you do too. And yeah, enjoy.
Oh my God, yes. If you're watching, I have to try to hold this mic. I'm wearing the merch.
Woohoo! A brand called Birdhouse.
Yeah.
And we launched
Birdhouse
Summer Bird top. It has a little bikini top. There's a little lobster drinking rosé.
Of course.
There's a little lemon and flowers and a little shell.
I love this one.
Their quality is so,
so good. Yeah.
So you can shop them now.
Yeah.
It's our first like business thing, really.
It is.
It's like a deep thing that there is. Like, obviously, we've had collabs with different things, but like, this is our
baby.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's scary. Like, but I think even when we like released it and stuff, I just feel like we're so confident of the product.
Yeah.
That, like, I wasn't one bit like,
no, I'm not.
I feel nervous. I was more excited to show people. I'm like, we've been wearing this and like working on it for so long.
Yeah. I'm not hesitant with it at all.
Oh,
anybody.
Not at all.
Even when we were teasing it a little bit and like the girls were texting me being like, hang on a minute, like if I hadn't filled the girls in on some of them, they were like, what's this? Like, show me. And if I was showing them little snippets of it.
Yeah.
They were like, oh my God, unreal, want that, love that.
Yeah.
Like, so we're so excited. Birdhouse is now out.
Yeah. It's just like a real, like even our shoot and stuff, we just done it on phone.
Casual.
It's just really, it's meant to fit in with your day to day. life.
And these genuinely are.
Yeah. Yeah. We got the cutest models ever.
Oh my God. Our four models that helped us out with our shoots. We love you so much. Oh my God.
They were just so lovely and like, just so nice to be around. Yeah. Like, just made the shoot days.
Yeah. And they liked the product.
And they slayed.
Yeah.
They absolutely slayed.
So,
thank you so much for that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're just busy. Summer's busy.
Summer's over. Sorry, I'm calling
it.
I'm calling it.
It's not.
I'm calling it. Summer's over.
No, that's like the Grinch. You're like the summer Grinch.
I really am. And I saw a TikTok. There's this fella. I need to find his name. I don't even know if I follow him. If I don't follow him, I need to follow him. There's this fella on TikTok. I think he has his own house. I'm going to say house. Could be a house. I don't know. If somebody knows who this is, can you just let me know? It's this fella on TikTok. When I tell you I want him to come and interior design when I eventually do have a house.
Where is he?
Oh, Irish? Yeah, he's Irish, from Dublin.
Okay.
He does like cleaning videos and stuff, but like he has a washer and a dryer out his nanny's back garden in like this shed, and he went in and like cleaned out the shed, and like he's just, you want to see this fella's like, it's a bit of you, like it's all cream and cozy.
Oh my
and
God.
But where I was going with that is he went into TK Maxx and they have their autumn stuff out.
No.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. He came up my For You page, and I was like, "Oh my!" I just binge watch loads of him, and I forgot to follow him. So when I do find him again, I'll follow it and I'll show you. But yeah, TK Maxx have their autumn stuff.
I just can't dress for autumn. I don't like it.
I can dress better in autumn than I can for summer. I can't dress for summer for shit.
I love summer. No, I just wear nothing.
Yeah, see, sorry, girl,
not having fabric on me.
Can't. No, I need all the fabric. Cover me up, please.
Oh, I just feel like a jacket will ruin like a nice outfit.
No, I love a trench coat and a pair of boots, and like I love knits and scarves.
I like knits. I do like knits. I will say,
I just bright love them.
I think it's colours of autumn.
Yes, yeah,
I love colours.
No, I'm a neutral bitch. Put me in brown all day.
I can't. Summer. I feel like this summer ran too quick.
Yeah, it did.
And EP is right around the corner.
EP is kind of cutting off summer because of where it's
cutting
placed.
Off. Yeah, but I'm excited.
Like, yeah, that'd be good. But that's really like excited. The end of, to me, EP means summer's over.
Same.
Because it's usually, mark. Yeah.
And it's, I always loved it at the start of September. I hope it's the same next year, because I love when summer is over officially, but then you're like, I still have EP to look forward to.
Yeah.
And you still have, it kind of summer brings into September then.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everyone's got a much different vibe this year for festivals, do you? Everyone's more casual.
Casual.
Yeah.
I think we're all getting... No, do you know what I think it is? We're all getting older and realising...
No.
Hang on a minute.
No.
No, it is.
It's not, because even at Longitude, like, people are wearing, like, just, like, more... It used to be all, like, glitter and sequins and, like, really out there, but now it's much more understated. And even the youngsters at Longitude were...
Really? Yeah. I think it's just that we've a bit more cop on to not be going around in my knickers and, like... I'm actually realising I'm going to be freezing.
I'm
going to
be cold. Yeah, so, I can't handle the cold. Like,
you know what I mean? Now, we have been good with EP that we do bring our hoodies and we go back and put on our leggings and our hoodies.
And I always have done that.
We do that. But even for like my daytime outfits, I'm going way more casual.
Yeah.
Need to.
Comfort.
Yeah.
Oh, we're so ancient.
We're ancient.
God love us. So myself and Ellie have been saying for a while we want to do an episode on engagement
mm-hmm.
and weddings. And who better to have on today than two recently engaged friends of ours, Aidy and Kate and Miriam Mullins.
Welcome. Hello.
Welcome.
I'm actually so
congratulations.
Happy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
I'm so happy to be here.
Thanks for having us on.
So yeah. Thanks for coming on. No. Show the rings to the camera.
Yeah. Okay, my nails aren't done.
My nails aren't done. So
this is what you're getting.
What camera am I looking at?
Sparkle, I can't look.
I actually was only literally saying there, I need to get it cleaned because it actually looks.
Do you have to give them away to be cleaned? Or a fairy liquid and a toothbrush?
That's what I do, just put in like a glass of warm water. But fairy liquid.
Do you wear yours like all the time?
Yeah. I take off when I go to the gym. I don't wear
it. Do you not wear yours all the time?
Oh, I forget to put it on. Like, I literally posted a video the other day and people were like, "Where's your ring?" And I was
like,
"We're not broken up."
God.
Starting from the engagement, you got engaged really close together.
I think it might have been like a day or two apart. When did you get engaged?
The 22nd of April.
Oh, well then I got engaged before you. I got engaged on the... No, wait, you couldn't have. I'm pretty sure you were before me.
Wait, what was your date?
No, it was the 20th.
No, I was, April. Sorry, it was the 15th.
Yeah,
sorry.
I knew it was before. Because you know what? Because I actually remember seeing it when you got engaged. And I was like, oh my God. And I was like, showing Dave. And I was like, oh my God, look, Miriam got engaged. And he's like, oh, cool. And then like he obviously...
Oh, he was like,
both of me.
That week was like the week of influence.
Oh, God. Everyone got
one week. All the engagements in one week.
Did you just have any inkling that you were getting proposed?
I had no idea.
Like, no, I didn't actually. I knew it was.
We need to hear the engagement stories. We obviously know, but for the listeners, so
do you want me to go?
Yeah, go on.
So we got engaged on like a Saturday morning, right? It was literally like sunrise. We're going for a sunrise swim. So like say a few days before, Dave texted me and he was like, oh, Aidy and Dean and Laura want to go for a sunrise swim on Saturday. Do you want to go? And I was like, yeah. I was like, I have a boxing class booked at 10 with one of my other friends. I was like, but I could definitely do both because the sunrise is at like 10 to 6 in the morning. So yeah, I was like, I could definitely do both. Yeah. So he was just like, all right, grand. So like, whatever. We ended up going to bed really late the night before. And I knew in my head, I was like, Dave's not going to want to get up. Like, and so that morning he gets up and he's like, oh, you know, I'm wrecked. I don't know if I'm bothered going. And I was getting real thick on him. I was like, God's sake, because you're always bailing everything. I was like, just get up. Like, and he's just like, oh, fine. Like, and like, so he's there like pottering around. Like, he takes ages anyway when we're going anywhere. Like, he's just doing bits all the time. Yeah. So I didn't even take any notice. Like, and I was getting up, I was getting dressed. I literally threw on like, because I was doing boxing class at 10, right? I was like, I'll wear my nice gym set to the boxing class. Mm. Like, who am I going to see on the beach? Like,
at 10 to 6.
So I literally threw on a pair of leggings. I had a hole in the arse of my leggings. Like, that's like the level I was at. My hair wasn't washed. Like, I was in full on like gym clothes, big jacket. And I was going to put on a hat and I was like, will I wear a hat? And Dave was like, no, no, definitely don't wear a hat. Because he was like, I was thinking after. He was she's not going to want to be standing there in a hat. Like, so anyway, we like got in the car. I actually drove. So like I drove myself to my own engagement.
That's
And then we like pulled up. We our friends were like waiting for us there. We all walked down to the beach. Like literally,
you were away, were you? Was it not in Dublin?
It was in Dublin. Oh wow. Yeah.
But it was a beautiful sunrise.
Oh my god! Mm-hmm. So that's another thing. That. Dave was checking the weather and he said like if the sunrise wasn't going to be good, he wasn't going to do it.
Yeah.
Because he was like he just wanted to get a really perfect sunrise for it. So we were just like standing on the beach, like we had Scout with us on the walk down, like Scout took like three shits. Like,
love it. Yeah.
And it was like, it was just funny, like looking back, it was funny. And then got on the beach and like I completely like fell into it and like Dave knew this was gonna happen. Like I was like, oh, to our friends, I was like, stand there and I'll get a picture of you. And he was like, I knew you were gonna do that, right? So it was like the perfect opportunity. So like the sky was unreal. Yeah. I was just taking a picture of them and then I was like, oh Laura, will you get one of me and Dave? And she's like, perfect.
Oh,
like,
great.
Like they had already like briefed it before that they were gonna do it.
It wasn't like a thing that they were like, oh, stand over there and
it was like, me that did it. Yeah. And then I just said, oh, here, get one of me and Dave. Like, and so we were standing there and she's like taking photos, but she was recording as a video, but I thought they were photos. And we're standing there and I was like, oh, you're cool. And then Dave was like, oh, give us a look at them. And like Dave would always do that, like he always like checking photos. He's actually worse than me when it comes to taking photos. Oh my god, like people would think it's me, but he's like checking,
he's like
everything,
zooming in
literally. So that, again, I didn't take any notice of that. And Laura, like after, Laura was like, what the hell, Dave, like you're stressing me, like are you gonna do this or not? And he was like, oh, I was just kind of playing with it a bit, like just, you know, making everyone a bit nervous, keeping them on edge. And then I looked and it was a video and I was like, oh, I was like trying to be so nice and I was like,
do you want,
oh, thanks so much,
well,
can you take like a photo? I was like, I don't really want a video. And she was like, oh, fuck's sake. Like, and then
did they know your friends?
They knew, so went back and then she was recording again and then we were like taking pictures and then Dave started getting real weird and he was like, he kept kind of like pulling me in and like, I hate PDA, like I am not a PDA person. Like if Dave is kissing me in front of my friends, I'm like freaked out. I'm like, stop. I hate it. So he kind of kept like pulling me close and he kept kissing me and I was kind of like, okay, I'm like fully like pulling back. Like, and then he like started getting really serious and like I had nothing even remotely crossed my mind up until that point when he started getting really like weird. And then he started kind of like fidgeting with his pocket and I was like, surely not. Like, and I remember kind of looking and I was like, he's definitely taking the piss. Like, I was like, no way. And then he like took a box out and like got on his knee and like, I can't actually remember what he said. Like,
can you not?
No, it's such a blur. Like, it's like I can picture us being there, but I just can't. I can picture him getting down on Winnie, but I actually can't picture what he said to me. Like,
it was just shock. Like,
I was just like, what? And then like I was like, are you messing? And then he was like, no. And then I don't even think I said I think I said obviously.
Yeah,
so sassy.
Oh god,
I was like, obviously. And he's like, you're grand. And then put the ring on and when he opened the ring box, so like I had always wanted to pick out my own ring, but I said to him, I was like, oh, like if you're gonna propose to me, I'd love it to be like a promise ring, because I'd love it to be a really nice ring that I'll still wear, but I really want to go and pick my own ring, because just me personally, I'm real fussy and you know, it's something I was gonna wear forever. I was like, I wanted to make sure that I liked it.
Yeah.
And I also didn't want to try on rings before we got engaged, because I really just didn't want to know when I was going to get engaged. Like, I just didn't want to, I wanted to be caught off guard,
because
we're together so long that it was kind of inevitable. Like, it was,
has he ever like pretended to do it before? Like,
no.
Like you said, how long are you and David together?
Like nearly 11 years.
Is it 11?
Yeah.
Has he ever like ha, yeah. gotcha. Like, no. Nothing.
No.
But is it one of those things that people are always saying to him, like, ah, Dave, when are you going to propose?
Yeah, do you know what? In the last, like, I'd say 3 years, it got really irritating.
Oh, really?
Like, oh, my God.
Like, people are, you're next.
Couldn't go anywhere. Like, any hotel we went to, any holiday we went to, anything, text, oh, you're definitely engaged. And I was like, well, you know what? Even if I am, like, shut up. Like,
yeah, shut up.
Do that to yourself. Like, I'll let you know if I am.
Yeah.
But, no, it was, like, honestly, like, my perfect proposal.
Was it?
Yeah. Like, it's funny because I looked so in bits, but I don't care. Like, no, I'm glad it happened that way because I was just so caught off guard.
Yeah.
It was so nice. Like, so, like, obviously, when you opened the ring, it was the ring that I said, I was like, I love Princess Diana's ring. I was like, but I don't think I want it as my engagement ring, but I was like, as a promise ring, like, that's something I'd love. And I had said that, like, in passing, like, ages ago. Yeah. So when he got down and opened the box and I saw the ring, I was like, oh shit. I was like, this is real. It's that ring. And then he was like, so then our two friends ran up to their car and they had like a big bunch of flowers that like Dave had organized to like for them to have. They had like champagne, they had everything. And then Dave was like, so I booked your nails for 12 o'clock. He's like, I've booked 3 of your favorite restaurants for tonight. You need to pick what one you want to go to. Aww. He was like, and I was just like, what is going on?
Like,
well, and then I was like, I have a gym class at 10. Like, I was like, what am I supposed to do? And he booked my nails for 12 because he was like, I actually thought you were going to go.
Yeah.
And I was like, I contemplated and I was like,
that would have been the best class ever. You'd be full of like,
imagine. Oh my god, no, I actually, the whole day though, like, you probably know yourself, it's such an adrenaline rush.
It's such a
oh my god, like,
and I've even never. Just like, were you like, I was like pausing, like, when are we going to tell people, like, just keep it to ourselves for a while. It was like,
no, so that I wasn't like,
we kept it to ourselves for like an hour and then,
did
like,
you?
yeah
Aww,
it was so just funny. Like our little moment, like,
who was the first person you told?
So obviously Dean and Laura were there, and then I was sitting there. My dad knew. So Dave had actually already asked my dad.
Is that still a thing to do? Like
I think so. And
I think so.
To be fair, like, it's something that I would have hoped Dave would have done, and I knew he would. Yeah. He always said, like, Dave's actually quite like traditional like that. Like, he wants to be really like.
And guys, can I just say, Aideen is going to be a Kelly.
Woo! Oh my god! Oh my god! I'm popped
there.
Yeah. Are you going to take? Are you going to change your name?
I will, like,
you will
for ages before we're engaged. I used to say no, I'm not, because I don't know. It's just
I always forget.
I'm like, I'm a creepy, like,
second name.
Yeah. But no, I probably will. I really like the surname Kelly too. So
I like it too.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be an alien Murphy.
See?
Yeah. You're all from Murphy.
Yeah. I'm going from Murphy to a Kelly.
Mad, isn't it?
We're swapping. Yeah. I could double barrel it, like.
You could. Yeah.
I don't know. I probably
I think that's what I'm going to do.
My mom double barreled hers.
Really?
Yeah. But like, she didn't inflict that on us. I'm kind of glad she didn't, because imagine I had a double barrel name and then I added another one on it.
So who did you I just got excited there about you being a Kelly, but who did you tell first?
So my dad knew, right?
Yeah.
So my dad's birthday was like 2 weeks before,
mm-hmm.
and I think me and Dave were busy on my dad's birthday and we didn't see him, and Dave kept ringing my dad and was like, oh, I want to bring you out for dinner for your birthday. And my dad was like, well, you're being completely over the top, like, what the hell? And he's like, no, let me bring you out. So he brought my dad out for dinner, just the two of them, and he gave him a birthday card, and then in the back of the birthday card it like had a little note on it, like, saying like, can I
oh
yeah.
It
was so cute.
That's so sweet.
So my dad obviously knew, so like when we were on the beach, so, like, I FaceTimed my dad on the beach because he was kind of like waiting because he knew it was gonna happen. So I told my dad, and then I actually rang my friend Ash, who lives in Australia, because everyone else is asleep because it's 6 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, so like everyone was asleep, and Ash just randomly texted me about something, like, and I was like, oh my god, she's waking. I was like, all right, I have to tell her, like. So I FaceTimed her, and that was really fun. And then I literally spent the whole day, like, we stayed on the beach for a little bit, and then I spent the whole day, I went straight to my mom and dad's house, woke up, everyone was asleep, it's so funny, there's a video on my Instagram.
Oh, like, I've
got so much stick for putting that video with my mom. I just want to let everyone know, my mom told me I could post that, okay? Like, I wasn't being a bitch.
Her poor mother,
like, that she could have given her a minute, like, and letting her wake up. I was so excited, like.
What did your mom say?
I literally, like, jumped into the bed, and I was like, mom. And she was like, what? And, like, she was in such deep sleep, like. And I was like, mom. And she's like, what? And I was like, I'm engaged. And she was just, like, staring at me. And she's like, no, you're not. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, what the fuck? And then, like, it took my mom a while to process, because she was still asleep, like. And I woke my brother up. My sister was already up. And then literally spent the whole day, like, driving around to all my friends, like, just surprising them. It was,
there's
a video on my Instagram. It was actually, that was probably my favorite part of the day, telling people, like,
was it?
Because it's so nice when you see how happy people are for you.
It actually
just makes you feel so special. Like,
it's just like,
and then, so that was it. We went out for dinner that night, and then we went to Adair for two nights on soft. The day after.
Beautiful.
That was like magical.
Yeah. David just booked that on a, like, did he?
He had it booked. He had it all over.
Tell you what.
So he kept hitting me, like, we're on the beach and he was like, have your nails, have dinner. Blah. And then he was like, oh yeah, and we're going to a dare management. I was like, what?
That's like the dream.
Yeah.
I know. It was perfect. Like, honestly, it was.
Yeah. And it was your calendar free and all, or did you have to change things around?
No, I was, we had, that was my like one weekend I had nothing on. So hence the fact I had like no tan, I hadn't washed my hair because I was like, I've nothing on this weekend. Like, I look,
I'm not going to do it. Yeah. Like,
but it doesn't matter.
No, we just stop.
It was worth it. It was fine.
Aww. It's so beautiful.
What was your engagement?
So we were in South Africa because we kind of go every 2 years. So it was my third time there. And the first 2 years, Tian used to take me on a safari. Mm-hmm. He was like, this year we'll do just something a bit different. Like, sure, we've done the safaris. Like, they're like, have you ever done one?
No.
Oh,
no.
So good.
Yeah,
it's so good. Like, unreal. So he was like, we're going to stay in like a penthouse like suite on the, so in South Africa there's like, it's called Camps Bay. It's actually like, it looks like LA. It's unbelievable. It's like a load of rich houses. And it was literally like €300 for the night, because like over there it's like way cheaper.
Wow.
So like what we'd pay here in a normal room, pay for like quite six-star there. So the weather was like really bad, and he was like really panicking all day. I was like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Like, because we went from one apartment to the other, so we were only staying there one night. And when we got there, it was like the staff were acting like really strange. I was like, what the fuck's going on?
They all knew.
Like,
oh shit.
Yeah, because they like had one of the rooms in the penthouse like closed, because there was like champagne and like stuff in it. So when we got up to the room, like, it was unreal. Now it was like a view over the beach and stuff. It was so nice. And like, I don't know, I kind of had a feeling that there was something going on. But then again, I was like, not, like, I didn't want to think about it.
Because
he told me to like dress up and stuff. He was like, oh, we're going to have like a really nice dinner. And it was like 4 o'clock in the day. And I was like, what the hell? But the weather was like really bad. So that's when I kind of knew. I was like, hey, something's a bit up here. So he was like waiting. He was like, hey, we need to make TikTok, because we were doing, you know, that trend. And it's like, you do the outfits every night.
Yeah,
the little hat.
So it was in front of Lion's Head, which is like a famous mountain in like Africa. So we did it in front of that. And then we like were filming the video. And then that's when he proposed. It was so nice.
Your video is so cute. You actually genuinely looked shocked.
Yeah, you did.
I was pure shocked. I was like, what the hell? But it was just such a lovely like thought, because I begged him. I was like, whenever you get engaged, like, please don't do it in public. Like,
oh,
I
would
I would actually want the ground to swallow me.
Oh my god, no, I want everybody there.
No.
Really?
But like random people?
No, not random people, but I always said that when I get engaged, I want my family to, if I get engaged on holiday, I want him to surprise me with my family.
Oh yeah, that's nice. No, that's nice. But like, I think like, no offense to anyone, but like a restaurant or something would stress.
Yeah, no,
oh my
Jesus,
God.
No.
Like strangers.
Yeah. No. What do you do then? Just sit down and finish your meal?
I'd be so stressed.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's lovely though. And like, not to take away from anyone.
If that's for you, that's for you. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, each to their own.
That would be my worst.
I love ones where it's like in front of the Eiffel Tower and all. I love
them. Yeah, there's no
But I wouldn't want it for me.
But they're lovely to
But actually, like, I don't know.
Also, in saying that though, I think like, you wouldn't actually care, because when it happens, everything around you is like
locked out, is it?
I don't even know what he said to me.
Yeah. And he, bless him, like, he had the ring a year.
Did he? Right?
God.
Yeah, because when the year previous he was over when his mom was sick.
Okay.
So she actually picked out the ring before she passed away.
Oh, that's what's
beautiful. So, because I was like, I'm not fussy at all. I was like, look, I just want like whatever you think is nice. Like, I'm like, whatever. Like, because he'd kind of been saying it. Like, he'd been kind of giving off, like, oh yeah, you know.
Yeah,
and we were like talking about it and stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, you kind of have those conversations.
Oh, yeah, you do, definitely.
Yeah.
Like.
That's so nice.
That's really special. That was
so nice. And it's like really sentimental.
Yeah.
And like,
it means something to you. And who was the first person you rang?
So yeah, my dad knew. My mom knew as well. Because my dad fucking can't keep a secret.
Oh, my dad's the exact same. My dad.
Oh my god, my dad told no one.
Yeah.
Did he?
No. My mom like,
tell everyone. I can't believe you fucking did.
Yeah, and my dad rang me. So we got engaged at like 4 o'clock, and my dad rang me at 2, and he was like, "How are you?" And I was like, "Good." He's like, "Any news?" I was
"Oh, did he think you already got engaged?"
Because see, Tian was planning to do it at 1, but because the weather was so bad, he like had to wait like 3 hours. And my dad was like, "Any news?" I was like, "No." And he was like, "What are you up to?" Like, just ask me. And then I rang him after, and he was like, fuck's sake, he was like, I was waiting all day.
Oh my God, imagine.
Is there a time difference in South Africa now?
They're just an hour ahead.
Oh.
Yeah, it's only an hour ahead.
Because that you're only going straight down.
That blows my mind. Yeah. It's so far away. No, but it's an hour.
Flight, like, disaster.
Yeah. And you've met in, you were working in America, weren't you?
Yeah, we were. So he's my manager. Yeah.
Oh my God, wait, where? I don't know.
I moved over, it was 2019, okay. November 2019. I was just like, I just want out. I was like, good luck. I'd been like, I'd actually been trying to like do social media for like 3 years. It wasn't fucking working for me. I was like, okay, I'm done with this shit. Like, I'm going away. So I got the job over there because I've been working in hospitality while I was like, you know, like trying to do like YouTube and stuff like that.
What part of America did you move to?
Florida.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Florida.
Mm, it was literally the best experience ever.
It was a golf course you lived on or something.
It reminds me of like high school movies.
Yeah.
They all go.
So I worked in a country club. It was for very wealthy resident, like retired Americans.
What part of Florida was it?
Boca West in Florida, just outside Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
It's very near Miami.
You have to be retired to go there, like.
So like, yeah, but they're really wealthy, like extreme, like they treated us like shit, like.
But
it was funny.
Good tips or anything?
Oh, we didn't get cheaper tips at all. Because it was through an agent, we were on $11 an hour. It was actually slave labor. I'm not even going to lie to you.
Oh my God.
We'd start to work at 9 some days and finish at like 12 at night. Like it was
No tips.
But
you're all rich.
Yeah.
People are rich because they're.
Do they tip and you don't get to keep them?
So like at the end of the evening, you get like your bill or your check, whatever, and you'd have all your checks and you'd like put them into the system. And there was one night I made like $600 in tips.
But you didn't get them?
No, it goes towards your accommodation apparently.
Apparently. And then Tian was your manager. And then how did you like...
So I was working in a steakhouse restaurant. So I'd work from 4 until 12, but there'd be the odd day that you'd go to a different restaurant and you'd do a double shift. So you do it like 3 days a week. So I did the first 2 weeks in my restaurant and then I moved to his restaurant for like the double shifts. Mm. And it was like my first day I met him and I was like, oh, he's kind of handsome, whatever. But I was really like, I didn't want a relationship because there was just so many different people. Like there was Italians, Americans, South Africans, Irish, like I was just like, I do not want a long distance relationship.
Yeah.
And my plan was to only do one season there anyway, which was November to June. So but then like things like we just became really good friends
Isn't it mad like thinking that if the first time you met him back then that you'd be getting married to him? Like,
oh my God, it's crazy.
Crazy, isn't it?
But like the thing is over there everything happened so quick. Literally said it's like Love Island because you work together, you live together, fucking
wipe together.
They become
your family as well, don't they? Because you're like all just together
the whole time.
And I was really homesick at the start as well. I was really missing home because my childhood dog who I had for 18 years was really sick.
Aww.
And like, yeah, but he, while I was there, he passed away. But it was actually, in a way, it was kind of good because
I was really distracted. That, yeah, or that if you're away from home, it kind of suits you a bit better, but like it'd be harder kind of if you
take yourself out of the situation, kind of like you're distracted.
Yeah.
Oh my God, guy's scared sick at the moment, and I'm so stressed.
Oh no.
So sad.
Is he?
No, he's gonna be fine. Like, I'm so
is
panic.
He? What's wrong with Scout's eye? I saw you put it up on Instagram one day.
Oh, he has a thing called like cherry eye. It's
what?
Like
I've seen that in pugs.
Like it happens in golden retrievers.
It's like, actually so cute.
What is it?
It's basically like a gland in his eye. Basically, the vet told us his eyeballs are too small for his eyelids. So a little, I know.
Oh,
I know. So it like a little gland pops out, and it actually popped out for the first time on the beach when we got engaged. So weird.
Really?
And he was excited.
Yeah, he literally was. He was so excited. He has to get a little surgery now to get it. But he's grand.
Oh God, love him. Why is he sick now? What's wrong with him now?
I don't know. We brought him to the vet yesterday. He's just like not eating and whatever. But like they did loads of tests and like they said he's grand. It'll just pass. But it's so sad. Completely off topic here.
It's like having a child though.
Really? Like, I actually felt like I was going to start crying yesterday when he wasn't well. I was like, I can't do this.
You used to have a dog as well.
I do, Lucy. Have
you, have you thought about Lucy and Scout being involved in the wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, like, Lucy is walking down the aisle. Shadow of a doubt. So you're not allowed to have dogs in churches.
Okay.
But my uncle is a priest, right?
Lovely.
So I literally said to him, I was like, I don't care. I was like, that dog is walking down the aisle. And he was like,
get her little dress.
He's like, I'll lose my job over you and all. I was like, no, but she is walking down the aisle.
That's such a classic Irish thing.
I love it.
Yeah.
So have you decided you'll get married in a church?
I think so, yeah.
In Ireland.
yeah, our plans have all just gone, like, they've literally done a 360 there in the last week because, yeah, because we South Africans now need a visa for Ireland.
Oh.
So we were going to do Spain and then we were like, no, we'll do Ireland because it'll just be easier for his family to come here. But yeah, they're literally bringing in a law next week that they can't come here now. Like, they have to have
a visa. Can they come on a holiday visa?
No, no, they can come here 90 days visa free, but now they need a visa.
What?
Yeah, so...
Even if someone's getting married in their family, like...
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy. So are you going to have to get married in South Africa now?
I'd say we'll actually do Spain now or something like that.
Will you?
Oh, grand, yeah. Okay.
My parents will not fly that far down, unfortunately.
Will they not?
No, they won't.
And when are you thinking, what year? Do you know?
2026 or 2027, maybe.
Yeah.
Like okay. 2 years, if yeah. 3 years.
What are you thinking, Aidan?
We are... So we're just back from viewing venues.
Yes.
In Spain, actually, yeah. So... We picked our venue.
You picked it all. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Love that. Honestly, that was so fun.
Was it?
Oh, like, yeah. Now, to be fair, the one we were after picking is the one that we originally were flying over to see.
Okay.
But
okay.
I was kind of like, I don't want to just rule everything out. So we viewed like four. Because I was like, might as well. Yeah. And they're all gorgeous. Like, I can give you recommendations.
Please do.
Honestly, like, they're so, so nice. And the one that we picked is the one that we flew over for, like, so.
Stunning.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It's kind of cheaper to do it over there, isn't it?
You definitely will spend the same amount of money. Like, I don't think you're saving money, but your money goes a lot further.
Right.
Yeah,
you get more for your money. Yeah, because you get, like, you know, like, the free bar. And it's just definitely goes for
guaranteed weather as well.
Yeah. But very exciting.
Are you 2025?
2026.
Okay.
It's too close for 20.
No,
it's actually impossible.
We're basically in the end of this year now.
No, literally. Like, that's why, like, and even because we have like a wedding planner, and she was like, "Don't do it to yourself."
Yeah.
At least 2026, we've choice for everything.
And your time.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Have you picked bridesmaids and stuff? Or are you doing bridesmaids?
Well, I'm definitely having bridesmaids.
You are.
I know who they're going to be, but I just haven't asked them yet. I mean, they know.
Do they?
Yeah. My friend asked me to be her bridesmaid last night, and like, she's literally been my best friend since like 12. And like, the card was like, I know this isn't a surprise, but just pretend.
Oh, yeah.
Is it hard picking them? Is there people that you're like, oh, like,
will you have them without?
Yeah. So like, I'm kind of lucky. I have one sister.
Yeah.
And then I have three, and I have three best friends. So it kind of worked out perfect for me. Like, I don't have a massive, like, I have loads of friends, but like my closest girls, like, there's only four of us.
Mm.
So like, it kind of just worked out well. I think it'd be very hard if I had a massive friend group having to pick someone and leave someone out. That would actually kill me. Like,
I know.
Yeah. So it just kind of worked out well. And like, it's kind of funny, like out of the four of us, the two girls are engaged. Well, sorry. Jess got married last year.
Mm-hmm.
She has one sister and had the three of us. Neve's getting married next year. She has one sister and is having us. And then, so it's kind of like the same.
Wow.
Like
yeah.
So it kind of just worked out well for us. We're just rotating. Like,
okay. Dead.
That's
so cute.
You asked
your girls.
Yeah.
I saw that.
I've seen. I just did
it straight away. I was like, girls, I need help. Like, my own.
Help me plan.
So yeah, my two best friends are my maids of honor. And then I'm going to have like two bridesmaids as well.
Yeah.
Maybe Tion's sister. Let's see how people are with me in the next year. And then
judging the water. Yeah.
But can I just, one thing I actually just want to say. Have you noticed people coming out of the woodwork since you got engaged?
Really?
Oh,
what do you mean? Like
old friends coming back?
All of a sudden making a huge effort. Like,
oh,
yeah.
I have to say, I actually haven't noticed that.
Stop.
Someone sent me flowers. Someone I was in school with that I literally haven't spoke to in like 3 years.
A big bouquet of flowers.
Do you reckon she went to the house?
Trying to bribe you be a bride.
So the name was on it. And I was like, I know three of the, I'm not going to say the name.
No.
And I know three girls with that name. And I was like, which one of them is it? Because I'm not close to any of them.
I was like,
what the fuck was it? And she was texting me then on Instagram being like, did you get the flowers? I was like, oh, it was you. But like,
stop. Yeah, so people come out of the woodwork when they see engagement because they're thinking maybe
they want the
information. Unless she just loves sending flowers.
I mean, it could be like, I know, nice joke.
Then I was like, because it's so thoughtful. Like, I was
I don't know. Would you send somebody flowers if they got engaged and haven't talked to them in 3 or 4 years?
Personally, no.
I wouldn't.
No, personally, I wouldn't.
No.
I'm desperate.
Some people love a flower, though.
Yeah.
And they were gorgeous. They're actually gorgeous.
No. I planted them myself.
I have to say, though, like just funny, like, they're obviously trying to suss out an invite to the wedding.
Yeah.
Like, we just started writing up a list like that. It's so hard.
Is it?
So stressful.
Oh, really?
We were talking to Erin last week's episode, and she said,
Erin was actually texting me the other day about it, and she's like,
really?
She was like, giving me advice. She was like, be rootless with your list.
Yeah.
I'm like,
How do you feel about, like,
How do you feel about plus ones? So your friend, you invite one of your girlfriends, she has a new boyfriend that you've never met before. How do you feel about like your friends getting plus ones and bringing someone like that?
I'm not.
How
really,
does it work?
I'm not against a plus one. Like,
are you not?
Like, I wouldn't be, I wouldn't be inviting someone for the sake of it, but like, I think especially for a destination wedding, like, if I know my friend who's going, like, she doesn't have anyone to bring and she's going to be with a group of people, it's fine. But if she's going to be by herself, 100%.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Like, I'm not really against the plus one thing. But then the only thing is, like, all your plus ones add up and, like, everyone costs money.
Yeah.
So, like, it's a massive cost. Like, it's given me a new perspective of how grateful I am when I get invited to a wedding.
Erin said the same thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, so much goes into it. Like,
We thought that wedding meals cost.
I thought wedding meals 80
I
euro.
100 euro.
Girl, no.
It's like wow. 200 or 300.
Yeah. Like, it's a basic meal, though. I don't get it.
Well, it includes, like most of the time, it'll include, like, you know, like the drinks with the meal.
Oh, okay.
The little,
okay.
You know, like the.
They go around topping up your wine and stuff.
That kind of stuff. Yeah. Like, okay. Depends, obviously, where you get married. Yeah. And stuff, but, you know, it's so expensive.
But even, like, I was at my friend's wedding literally 2 weeks ago, and I was like, what do you give as a wedding present these days?
Yeah.
And someone was like, you have money, to give, like, it? 250, 300 euro. Like,
yeah. Jesus, yeah. I've been cheap then.
No, per couple. I think it.
Per couple.
Like, not per person.
Okay.
Because weddings are so expensive as well to go to, like.
Yeah.
Is this what you're talking about?
It's so expensive.
Like, you.
If you're staying the night, getting your outfit, your hair, your makeup, everything. Yeah. Even to be a guest is expensive.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what it'd be like to be a bride.
Yeah.
Jesus. This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's Charlene and Ellie here from the Home or Drink podcast, and sometimes we tend to compare our lives to others.
I know social media definitely does that for me. You also hear the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, and it is so true. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living your best life.
I don't know how many times I've said therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
I literally, every dilemma comes in. There's nothing that you can't go to therapy for. Like, it just can help every problem you have.
There's no specific one thing that you have to go for.
Yeah, and I think people think you only have to go for, like, these huge, dramatic things in your life, but it can be just comparing yourself online. True. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/HMD. That's betterhelp.com/HMD.
Then, like, Dave is so practical. Like,
is he?
So practical. I'm so like, fuck it, it's fine. Yeah. Figure it out. Like, and he's like, Aiden, stop. I was like, but like, I want the big wedding. And he's like, so do I. He's like, but rein yourself in. He was like, let's be realistic about it as well. Like,
not the yes to everything.
Is there any ideas for the wedding that have come and gone in your head? Like, is there anything that you've thought to do for the wedding and then been like, actually, hold on, I'm not going to do that?
Nah, not really. Like, me and Dave are very on the same page with everything. Like,
that's good.
Especially when it comes to the wedding. Like, we both want the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been really nice. And, like, what we've always wanted is kind of what we're after booking.
Good.
Nice. So, like, we haven't worked out yet, though. Like, I mean, things could change.
Yeah.
Like, then, like, things that we want might not be realistic.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We'll just have to wait.
Yeah, like, I've had people tell me, like, don't spend all your money on this, like, like, you know, flowers for a wedding.
I was just going to say.
Oh, my God. So
girls,
expensive.
They die. I'm like, sorry. They die.
£5,500.
Wow.
Like, I think they look really nice, right? But I don't. I love candles.
Oh, are you a candle girl?
Oh,
I like that.
Like, do you ever see, like, candles, like, up the aisle?
Yeah.
In a swimming pool and, like.
Yeah.
I know you're laughing, but, like, 2 years' time, you'll see that on my Instagram.
But, like, lit. But it's in the daytime.
It's fine.
Or nighttime.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll get some blackout. Blind.
Yeah. Are you gonna do outdoors? Do you think
the whole thing is gonna be outdoors? Okay. Yeah, for the venue, and then like you have to move in after like 12 o'clock.
Candles look nice though, even when they're not lit. Just like they're all like, melted and waxed.
Yeah, but like you know, even in those like kind of like glass, like lantern things. Yeah. Like, I love that vibe.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
It's probably the same prices. I don't think it'd be cheaper than the flowers.
But pennies, have your candles.
There you go, exactly. Pennies, sure. If you want to sponsor me.
Yeah, sponsor my wedding.
But yeah.
And what about dress ideas?
Yeah, have you gone looking for any dresses?
I know exactly what.
Really?
Yeah, I'm getting my dress made.
Oh, love that.
Yeah, that's literally the only thing I have sorted is my dress.
And is this, like, was this dress idea something you've always had or only since you got engaged?
Yeah, it's like, it's very similar to a certain, it's like a very well-known dress.
Okay.
Okay.
It's I don't mind, I'll say it.
Hailey Bieber. Yeah. Is it Hailey Bieber?
No, do you know Kate Middleton's dress?
I knew you were going to say that. That was like
that's
not the same.
Okay,
very
similar vibe though. So real like classic.
Yeah.
Like mindless vibe.
Oh, beautiful.
Love it.
Yeah.
Maybe with a bit of like Vera Wang vibes going on as well. Do you know the little
massive. Unreal.
We'll
unreal.
See.
Who's making it fab?
There's a bridal shop in my local town. Yeah, who reached out to me. So I see, the thing is, I'm like, have you been reached out to by brands to do collabs? I'm just so
for a wedding.
Like,
yeah.
I'm like saying no to things.
Yeah, me too.
I'd be the same.
You have an expectation then.
Is and it? Then it becomes work like, and it's your wedding.
It's your personal life.
You
want
to do things 100% the way you want to do it.
On the day of your wedding, like.
Imagine, you know? Can you send that over for approval there? So I'm just going to be like on the aisle.
Yeah, like, no.
Just about to go aisle.
Yeah.
No, I'd be like, I kind of, if it worked out that it suited my plan, then happy days.
But you're not going out your way.
No,
what could you, is it like flowers and stuff like that they're reaching out for? Or like your dress like that?
I've got a lot of like bridal shops reaching out.
Have you?
Like, can we have you in our dresses? But I just kind of was like, I'll revisit this in a year.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, because you don't want to
try. I have no idea.
Give me some time.
Yeah,
literally. Not now. You've known in your head. Like,
I didn't. Like, it's so funny. Like, I could picture my whole wedding except for my dress. Like, I have no idea what I want. But now that I've kind of been my whole, like, explore page on Instagram, it's just weddings.
Yeah.
And I definitely have an idea of the kind of dress that I want, but, like, not exactly.
Okay.
Pinterest is, like, the best thing ever.
Is it?
Oh, my God. Like, I literally use it now for everything.
Yeah.
But I find if I look up anything on it, it's, oh, my God, I just love it. Like,
don't a lot of people say that when you go wedding dress shopping, you should always try on dresses that you'd be like, ew, I'd never wear that.
That's what I want to do. I wanted to try on everything.
I can imagine you in like a ball, get a gown, like a poof.
Really?
Yeah. But like so really classic on top, but like a nice, like.
Yeah, like I'm not that. Against like a big dress.
Yeah,
like,
me neither.
Like, I think I'm kind of also like now, I haven't told Dave this is going to kill me when I made this. I kind of want two dresses.
Do it.
Oh, yeah. No, Dave is like, Aideen, the wedding budget.
You get married once.
I really want to do two. And not because I'm like, oh, everyone like, look at me, I'm so extra. Because honestly, from chatting to my friends who've got married, they're like, when you're like, I will be on the dance floor. I will be the last.
You'd ruin it.
Like, you can't move. And they were all like, we were so uncomfortable in our outfits. So I'm like, then I could get a real big dress. Walk up, I'll have that thing change into like a party outfit and then just like dance on.
Did you see? Did you see Molly May's sister did it?
Yeah,
as well?
Gorgeous.
Done,
her
wedding look. Yeah,
her wedding was so
fab. I love that though, because then as well, you're preserving your wedding dress too.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what the bottom of it would be like.
No, literally, it's going to get wrecked. Yeah. Do
you feel like a pressure with having a following on Instagram and at the wedding? Like, do you think you'll have like someone doing content on the day, like will you post on
the
day?
I know what you mean.
What, like, what
is that?
I don't think I'm going to post on the day. I think I'll be putting my phone, I actually think I'll be turning my phone off that day, to be honest. Because, like, you just don't want to be, like, I know, like, right, this is obviously our lives and stuff, but, like, you want to just, like, be in the moment for it. And, like, and that, well, that's why.
Your own wedding is just hire someone who's doing, like, do you know people who do?
Yeah, like,
so they're doing all
exactly. I think I will just do that. And, like, I'll know in my head what kind of photos that I want to have, whether I post them or not. I'll figure that out the days after.
Do you know Mary Claire Fitzpatrick? She got married, like, 2 months ago, maybe. I met her at Longitude. She makes like videos on TikTok and Instagram, but she got married in like a forest. It actually looked unreal. She walked the dog down. It was literally like
your dream.
Yeah, but she told me at Longitude, she's like, the one thing that I'd recommend for you to have is just somebody doing like content behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Just for yourself, even. Right? Like you said, even for weddings that aren't influencers, they're just so cute.
Literally, because like a lot of the time you don't get your videos and your photos back from the professional for months. And like, imagine like I love like the next day like looking at all my pictures.
Yeah, I'd love them to take my phone
over. Just so like, that's what I might do actually. I might just give someone my phone.
Yeah.
Like, right, you are the content creator.
Yeah, just take as much as you can.
Yeah.
And is it an unwritten rule? Can we all agree on this? Because I only learned this not too long ago. Oh yeah. Unwritten rules. How do you feel about phones, like, as you're walking up the aisle, right? Because I see TikToks and they piss me off. And then also, is it just a normal wedding unwritten rule that you don't post the bride before she posts? I only found this out.
Some people don't know the rule, but I think it should be. The ceremony, personally, I would prefer people didn't have their phones, purely for the reason that when you get your photos back from the photographer and everyone has that, and you know when you get the old ones with the iPads.
You're second Auntie Mary hanging out with the aisle.
No, literally,
and like, it's obviously so nice that they don't take photos, but like, would prefer, like, just because I want to have nice photos. You're paying so much for photographers, but you want to have your photos perfect, like,
yeah.
So, I'd be against that, and then I would never post a bride until either they've said you can post me up or they've posted. I do you know what? I always ask.
Do you? Yeah.
Any wedding I've been to, that's my friends, I'll always either like say to their face or text them like, do you mind if I post this or would you prefer me not to?
Okay.
And I'll leave it up to them because some people don't want their wedding for thousands of people to see.
True, yeah.
And some people don't care. So you have always ask.
Yeah, I suppose you have to take it into account the fact that we do have Instagrams that or whatever.
Yeah. Like, it's scary though. Like, do you ever like look at your story views and be like, holy fuck, like if you act, like you get almost so used to just seeing a figure that you're like, okay, but and then when you actually like, think of how many people that is, you're like,
And then you go posting your friend's wedding and they all look at that and then she's thinking, oh God, I didn't want all them to see that.
No, exactly. So I'll always...
It's private.
Yeah.
Like,
more
I like anything I do that, like, if I'm doubting posting it, I'm that like, I need to ask.
Yeah.
100%.
And most times you're like, of course, but just...
Yeah, I'm the same, to be honest.
Are you?
Like, not in the church anyway, after whip it out, do it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
I don't mind.
We should clip Miriam saying that after you can just whip it out. That's a good clip there, Miriam. Well done. Love that.
But yeah, no, like, not in the church. So no. I don't know. I just think... Yeah. A holy place, like,
yeah, it kind of takes away from it, like, to think,
is there anything on the day that like you definitely really want to happen and really don't want to happen, like a big no for you and something that is a must?
I'm so unsure about having kids at my wedding.
Oh, this is a good one. Like, how do you feel about that?
Now, I do actually know I am having a Page Boy and Flower Girl, and I do know who they are, but they don't know who they are, and their I think their mother kind of knows, like, that they're
No, I think I know who they are.
Do you?
Well, I don't know.
So yeah, I know who my Page Boy and Flower Girl are, but I'll have them and then maybe one or two others, but other than that I'm just not sure. I don't know,
because
I have a lot of like I have a lot of cousins and second cousins.
I'm the same,
you know. And I don't know, especially
the fact yours is abroad. How do you feel about that?
Well, like, I think in terms of kids, like, we're only going to... There's a select few kids that will be there. That, like, just that kids that me and Dave would have, like, a relationship with. And, then, like, we are going to have Flower Girl, Page Boys. Probably going to be a few. Haven't asked them yet. They probably know who they are. But, yeah, like, they're the only kids that will be on my wedding. The kids that would be, like, involved.
How do you say to people, no kids?
I think you just put it on your invite.
Is it?
Okay. Like, I don't think it's an... in expectation.
No, I've only been to that one wedding.
Oh, yeah. Imagine a lot of parents want the night off.
Most times there's not, isn't there?
That's why also, sorry, I'm also leaving it like kind of open-ended. Like, if you want your kids to come, they can come because we want them to be part of it.
Yeah,
like, if you don't want it, there's no pressure.
Like,
it's like a niece or nephew. It's a bit different.
My
niece.
But like your cousin's kids, like, kind of thing.
See, I'm really close. Like, my cousin's daughter is my godchild.
Okay.
So like, they will all be at my wedding.
Yeah. Depends on how close you are.
If my cousins are listening to this, I love your kids. Don't be like, I just use that as an example.
No, but it's just about everything. It's like, I feel like you're going to piss people off no matter what when you're
part. You are.
You're
not going to please everyone.
It's like, someone's not going to be there and they're going to be, I feel like also people can be entitled.
Not everyone's understanding. Not everyone's going to be like, oh yeah, I get why they've done this. Like, until they're in the position, maybe.
Yeah.
Even then, people still don't.
It's just so hard because it can get so out of control. Like, I would like to keep it like, it won't be like a small wedding, but like a relatively like average size wedding. Like, I don't know, like 120, 130 people.
Yeah.
But like, it can get so out of hand. Like,
yeah. It can just run away and you're like, just think.
On list and I'm just like, how are we going to do this?
Yeah.
That
would give me anxiety.
It's crazy.
Oh my God.
It's all ahead of us first.
Please fucking God. Jesus.
What about you,
we're going to go into some dilemmas.
Yes.
So our Secrets and Stalls is where we give advice to people listening. And these are wedding related.
Okay.
These can help because we don't have any experience in this.
Okay.
Okay. Hi girls. Absolutely love the podcast. My dilemma is about my boyfriend's sister. Oftentimes I felt my boyfriend's sister being very cold at me. I don't come from a big family and I've always wanted a sibling myself. So this hurts. We're polar opposites. One quite girly, one quite nerdy. So I find it hard to have things in common with. They've sometimes said bitch to me or joked. If someone said bitch to me or joked to my boyfriend about silly things I've said, I don't feel like we're close enough for the sister to comment as such and actually find it a bit offensive. The sister has moved out of the family home, so I find it hard to reach out as there would be no reason for us to communicate without it being weird. My boyfriend's sister just got engaged and I wasn't asked to be bridesmaid. Normally I would understand, but she's been saying that she doesn't have many friends to choose from. It's not like she's full of opinion options and has to make the hard decision. It's really hurt me as myself and her brother have been together a long time. I think to me it proved distance between us and showed she possibly has doubts about me and her sibling. How do I become closer with her? I really do love her and would love to spend more time with her. Am I reading too much into this? Thank you.
So is she upset that she didn't get asked to be a bride?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But did she say at the start that she wasn't close with her?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she wants to be close with her.
I mean, it's hard. Like, sometimes you can't force things.
Yeah.
But then I suppose you probably just need to make that bit of an extra effort. Like, you know, organize to do things.
Because sometimes you're put with someone, but you might not necessarily ever naturally have been
exactly. Yeah. Especially when it's like family.
Yeah,
like,
it's
hard. Like,
it is hard.
It's difficult. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to feel like it's forced. But I mean, if it was me, I'd probably just like organize to do things that
somewhere.
I don't know. Go for dinners. Like,
Go
for to whatever.
Yeah.
But not to like force.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because sometimes like people just don't click. Like,
that's okay. It doesn't mean you're like beefing. Like,
it doesn't mean she disapproves of you and her brother.
Yeah.
At all.
I don't know though, the fact that like they don't get along. I don't know, should she have expected to be asked to be a bridesmaid?
Yeah, that's what confused me, because she said they weren't that close.
And also because it's your brother's sister kind of thing. I don't know. Like
boyfriend's sister.
Or boyfriend's sister.
It's like your brother's sister.
Yeah, your brother's sister. Do not marry your brother's sister. It's illegal.
Panic mode a bit as well. Like I was a bit with Tiana's a sister as well, and like I'd message her there and like she wouldn't message me back and stuff, and I'd be like, she fucking hates.
Yeah. Your brain just goes there.
Yeah, it does. But then when we went to South Africa and like I was with her and stuff, like she was literally just like, no, I'm just so bad on my phone.
And
like,
people are, to be fair.
Yeah.
I'm one of them sometimes.
So what would you
I think she said do? She said herself, am I reading too far into this? I think she's taken not being asked as a bridesmaid too personal.
I agree.
Too literal, as like she doesn't want you to be in the family. And that's course, I feel like my head would probably.
Yeah.
Your head does do them things when you go there.
No, I agree.
So I think you need someone else to tell you that it's not as deep as you think, as you're feeling 100%. That it is.
Yeah. Like, you know, maybe she wants to keep it small and she has her her people that she wants to ask. Maybe she's going to include her in a different way in her wedding.
Yeah, sure. Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So the next one is, hi girlies, love the pod and listen to your advice. So would love your help with mine. I got engaged Christmas 2023 and will be getting married in 2026. Mm-hmm. I've dreamt about getting married forever and couldn't wait to plan my wedding until now when it comes to deciding on my bridal party. I have a small group of 5 friends, but out of those 5, I just want 2 of those as my bridesmaids, just purely because I'm closer to them and than the others, but I feel like the other 3 friends are just presuming that they'll be asked. It's honestly keeping me up at night. Is it bad to just have 2? Is it bad to just have the 2 that I want, or should I have asked all 5 just because I feel bad? Help a girl out. Thank you.
That's such a tough situation.
Oh, that is tough.
It is. I think the fact there's 3 people though that aren't going to be asked is easier. Like if it was 1 person, I would say for the sake of 1 person, ask them.
Yeah.
But like I said, you could involve those 3 girls in different ways. So they're not necessarily your bridesmaids, but you could get them to like, I don't know, do a reading or whatever
you're doing.
Yeah, true. I just, if it was me, just for the sake of peace of mind, I'd just ask all 5 of them.
Would you?
I think I would too. Yeah. I just
would. Told the confrontation.
Yeah,
I know. I probably...
I'm the exact same, and it's just for peace of mind. Like, they're going to be there anyway.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, because I've 2 really close friends as well that are, I haven't asked, but I'm like really contemplating it. Like, they kind of know. But then I have other friends. It's so hard.
It is hard. Do you know what I think we should all do? Take a leaf out of Niamh Cullen's book. Ask a load of bridesmaids.
A load of blokes.
A load of fellas. You know what? Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Like, I'm in a group of 6 of them, then I have all of you, then I have my girls from England and stuff. Like, I think about it. I'm like, how do you dwindle it down?
You know, me and Dave were talking about that as well, and I was like, you need to just go back, think of your OGs. And like,
who are your people?
It doesn't actually have to be your OGs. It's like, who are your people that like you would rely on for anything that you talk to all the time, whatever. And I think at the end of the day, right, it's your wedding, you have to do what you want to do.
True.
And if they are your friends, they will understand. And if they're making a song and dance out of it, like, it's not all about you. It's not your
Because if I wasn't asked, I'd be like, right, that's her.
If
like,
they kick up a fuss, they wanted your friendship to be a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
Is it like?
Yeah.
They need to be people who will help you as well, like with the hen and engagement party, like all that. That's why I picked my 2 friends, because they're literally like the most organized queens I've ever met in my life.
No,
like,
me too. My sister, oh my God, she's like already sending me everything.
Is she?
No, she's going to be so, like, she is just.
Is she made of honor?
Unofficially. Haven't asked anyone yet.
Oh, yeah, she is.
But yeah, and like she has her own, like she does like wedding stationery,
yeah,
and all that kind of stuff, like perfect. For her business. So it's grand. Like I have, I'm sorted. It's
grand,
so
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize bridesmaids do so much stuff.
It's a lot, especially a hen. Organize for like a hen. Job. Girls, yeah. That is so hard.
Being yeah.
Organizing a hen.
That's yeah. Why I leave hell. I hope no one asks me to organize their hen.
Well, if you're a bridesmaid,
shit, yeah. Yeah, see,
it's fine. Like if you're a plan, like, I didn't mind it, right? Because I enjoy doing stuff like that. Like, I love planning a party. Like, I'm planning an engagement party at the moment and I'm actually, like, so excited yeah. to, like, organise and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it is a lot, like,
yeah.
Hard. That's my idea of hell, organising a party.
No, I
even,
love
like,
it.
Like, my 21st and I was overwhelmed.
It's so stressful, like,
yeah. Drive.
I was meant to have my engagement party in May and I couldn't do it. I was like...
Really?
Yeah, it was just, I don't know, it was just really stressful because people were like, when it, like, I had a date booked and I had a venue... Yeah. But it was just like who, because people I'm close with now, I may not be close with in 2 years. And then yeah. if I invite them to the engagement party.
Oh, do you have to invite them?
Do you know what I mean?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's so another tough. Thing, actually. Really? I'm actually really curious. Like, is there an expectation, like, if you get invited to the engagement party?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Automatically invite to the wedding. I probably wouldn't be inviting anyone to my engagement party if I didn't intend inviting them to my
wedding. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
oh, I never thought of that actually. Yeah,
it's a lot.
Yeah, like, right. It's yeah. one. Do you like? Do you think? Oh, yeah, I'm in there. Like,
that's me. Yeah, guaranteed a spot.
Yeah,
getting ready for the wedding and you don't get an invite.
Oh God, that's hard. But also, if there is a gap of a few years, you can also understand if someone then didn't get invited. Like,
yeah, I don't think. I just think like everyone needs to relax.
That's a good way of thinking.
We're all gonna die.
Yeah.
Wait, that's what I literally think of. Also,
what did we say to the girl about the dilemma?
Oh, about
I was just like, get them all.
Yeah, you were like, just ask them. I wouldn't ask them all. I think if you're sending this in asking, I think you are
don't want
kind
of all of them. Don't ask all them. Of them.
Five is a lot, though. Like, five is a lot. Four is
include the
max,
three in a different way.
Yeah,
like, do something whatever it is, get them involved in some way.
And like, if they are your good friends, they'll understand.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
they might be a bit taken aback for if they're expecting it and they don't. But like, then they can't take that on you if they're a little bit like. Annoyed or something.
Yeah,
I don't think any of us ever have the right to give out to somebody
about
bridesmaids unless it's your sister and she doesn't ask you, and then you have a problem.
That's an issue.
That's an issue. Yeah, that can be an issue. But other than that, I don't think anybody ever has the right to say to someone like, "Why am I not?"
It's mad. I feel like weddings like put a lot of things in perspective.
Oh, they bring out the best and the worst in people.
No, literally, I feel like you really know who your like people are.
Yeah, I've seen that a lot on TikTok.
Yeah. That like you
I know I'm like, I hope the people I think are my people.
No, that's scary.
I know, but it is
that
though long.
It can bring out so much
madness.
Girls,
thank you so much.
Ready,
we haven't touched on wedding wise.
Right, you just want to fill in or anything else you just want
to
say?
Oh, sorry, I have to ask, wedding makeup, are you going to do your own makeup?
Oh yeah,
no.
You're a makeup artist.
No, I'm not.
You're not.
Okay. No, do you have who you want to do?
Yeah, I have like an idea of who I would like. Okay. I haven't asked them yet, but
okay.
I have an idea of who I'd like, but no, I don't want to do it. No. I just want to do nothing.
Fair.
Like, that is my day.
Yeah.
I'm not working. I'm taking that day off.
Do you know your hair makeup?
Oh, I'm definitely not doing my own anyway.
No.
I'm not a hope.
Do you know who you're going to get?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's an icon.
Oh, so excited. I can't wait to see all the wedding content. Yeah. I love watching even like Aaron's and
all the prep.
Yeah.
No.
All the prep stories is so much fun. Wedding. I'm obsessed.
It's the build up is so fun. Like, I'm kind of excited now because like it didn't really feel that real. And but now that we viewed the venue and we are kind of starting to lock it in now. It's
things are being put in place.
Yeah,
No, I'm buzzing.
Be a long 2 years.
Yeah.
Apologies to people that are like waiting.
No,
for
I think it'll fly in. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of people say that it does fly in. It's the day of the wedding and you're like, where are those?
Watching my wedding in 2 years from this clip now.
Yeah,
no, I know. Do we actually have to do that?
Perfect.
And when you said about getting engaged and you're finally popping out, I was like thinking of a clip when you're getting engaged. And I was like,
can imagine getting engaged?
This is like the voiceover of that clip.
You never know.
You never know anything.
It's so funny.
Not now on this holiday. Like,
I think it's Saturday.
But like, girls. People say it's great. Like,
true. Imagine I got engaged before
it's
you.
It's easier together when you're since you're like a teen. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you could be
things are so different when you get into your relationship when you're older.
Yeah. That's exactly.
Because like, it's so funny. Me and Dave are probably together the longest out of all our friends, but we're like definitely the last to get engaged.
It's mad, isn't it?
So funny. Like, yeah.
Life works in mysterious ways, and I love it. Girls, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I feel like a yap.
Happy wedding.
Yap.
Sorry, we forgot to actually ask Miriam and Aideen about their social handles, but we can give you them now.
Oh, yes.
So Aideen is Aideen Kate, and Miriam is
Milam. Miriam is Miriam Mullins. So that's where you can follow them and get all the wedding content.
Yeah.
To be bright.
Following us.
I love it. Yeah. I'm nowhere near get married, but I love it.
No, it's just so interesting.
It's so good. So peak and bleak of the week is what we do at the end of every episode. So we're going to pick one peak, which is our high, and one bleak, which is our low that's happened within the last week. We always like to start with a negative because
actually, I think last week we forgot to do that. We're doing the positive first.
Oh my God.
We did. We were feeling too positive.
Yeah.
My bleak of the week. It's going to sound so like old, but just the shit weather in summer. And it's always the same, but it's like we always forget.
Yeah.
And
we know what to expect, so why are we even surprised?
It's just, yeah, it just shocks me every time.
I know.
I just wish, I think Ireland, there's no better place to be when Ireland's nice weather.
Sunny.
But not even, I don't even care about the heat, just the grey.
Mm.
I feel like I'm getting seasonal depression, I'm not even messing.
That's the thing.
It's like, it's so, and it gives me, I can nearly wake up with a headache when it's grey outside.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Is it terrible that when I wake up and I see rain outside, I'm like, yes, I get to stay in today.
Yeah.
It ruined my day.
No.
Yeah. I'll be at home, I'm like, deadly. I've no excuse to have to be out in the house.
Yeah.
Love that. Lazy hole. My peak is that I came home from holidays. Or a bleak, I mean.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
That's a bleak.
Down to the, back to the...
Back to reality.
Back to reality. Maybe EP will have nice weather.
Please, God. We did
September.
Get...
Yeah. No, that was September. That was a gorgeous.
We got really good weather.
People were getting like burnt, so burnt live.
Yeah.
And my peak of the week is probably Birdhouse.
Yay.
Because it's so
okay,
exciting.
Okay, Rob, your peak then.
Yeah,
it?
Well, okay. I will share the peak. We'll share the peak. It's just so exciting and that people can have something that is like tangible of ours. Yes. And wear it. And I'm so excited to see someone wearing it out.
Just randomly.
I hope people just do wear it today.
I'm so excited to see that and to... See what's to come for it and all the plans we have and buzzing for us.
Yeah, buzzing.
Be cute.
Buzzing for the birds. Yeah. That was it, guys.
Thank you so much
for listening. Mm-hmm. And a huge thank you again to Miriam and Aideen for coming on today. They were absolutely amazing and all the wedding insta.
I know.
Yeah, do you know what? Weddings, it stresses me out. The thought of having to plan a wedding.
I think it's mad that you plan for so long, it's one day. I know that's an awful way of looking at it. Like, stop being a Debbie Downer, really. Like, it's...
Well, maybe the planning is the process of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's all...
Yeah.
Fun, maybe.
Yeah.
At times.
Maybe.
At times,
yeah.
I just thought of planning anything a birthday and, like, gives me riddled with anxiety.
That's what a wedding planner's for.
No, but I know people are still stressed with a planner, though. So there must be more things to do.
Megan
Ryan will be organising one.
Yeah, you could just actually leave it fully... That you trust someone fully up to someone.
Megan and Kira both do events.
Perfect.
Friend group. Perfect. You can listen back to our bonus episode from Monday as well, which is called Homer Drink Extra Juice. You can also watch us now on YouTube every Thursday at 12. Our episodes launch. You can see us here.
Hey,
waving to the cameras. So, sorry, I keep picking.
Haven't eaten a thing.
No thing. We've been in here for hours. So we have bonus episodes Mondays and then full episodes Wednesdays and then video episodes Thursdays. Don't forget you can also subscribe to us on YouTube so you don't miss it. Make sure to like, rate and subscribe to the podcast and we will see you on Monday.
See you then.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.